ભગવતે વાસુદેવાય નારાયણ. હરે કૃષ્ણ. સો રીડિંગ ફ્રોમ કેન્ટો 6 ચેપ્ટર 1 ટેક્સ્ટ 42. સૂર્યો અગ્નિખં મરોદ દેવઃ સોમ સંધ્યાહનિ દિશઃ ખં કુહ સ્વયં ધર્મ ઇતિ હ્ય એતે દૈયહસ્ય સાક્ષિણઃ. The sun, fire, sky, air, demigods, moon, evening, day, night, directions, water, land, and supersoul himself all witness the activities of the living entities. Purport. The members of some religious sects, especially Christians, do not believe in the reaction of karma. We once had a discussion with learned Christian professor who argued that although people are generally punished after the witness of their misdeeds are examined, where are the witnesses responsible for one's suffering of the reactions of past karma? Do such a person, the answer by Yamduta is given here. A conditioned soul thinks that he is working stealthily and that no one can see his sinful activities, but we can understand from the Shastras that there are many witnesses, including the sun, fire, sky, air, moon, demigods, evening, day, night, directions, water, land, and supersoul himself, who sits with the individual soul within his heart. Where is the dearth of witnesses? The witnesses and the Supreme Lord both exist, and therefore so many living entities are elevated to higher planetary systems or degraded to lower planetary systems, including the hellish planets. There are no discrepancies for everything in arranged perfectly by the management of Supreme God. Swabhavike jnana bala kriyach. The witnesses mentioned in this verse are also mentioned in other Vedic literatures. Aditya Chandra Anila Analascha ધ્યોર ભૂમિર આપો હૃદયમ યમશ્ચ અહશ્ચ રાત્રિશ્ચ ઉભેશ્ચ સંધે ધર્મોપી જાનાતિ નરસ્ય વૃત્તમ. સો ફર્સ્ટ ઓફ ઓલ આઈ વુડ લાઈક ટુ ટેક બ્લેસિંગ્સ ઓફ ડિવોટીસ બિફોર આઈ સ્પીક. સો ઇન ધીસ ચેપ્ટર એઝ વી આર સીઈંગ દેટ ધેર ઇઝ કોન્વર્સેશન બિટવીન Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, and Vishnudutas are asking Yamadutas that according to you, you are arresting Ajamil, so according to you, what is the real religious principle? So now this is the second verse where they are explaining what is the religious principle. So in the first verse, they are explaining that how one is born out of three modes of material nature, that is Satogun, Rajagun and Tamogun. And according to three divisions, as Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, that Chaturvarna Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagasha. By the modes of material nature, Guna and Karma, by the activity, he has divided these four classes of society, that is Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. And everybody has his prescribed duty. Brahman has his prescribed duty, Kshatriya has his prescribed duty, which are elaborately mentioned in many of the scriptures. So the Yamadutas say here that anyone who does not follow this prescribed duties are liable for punishment. So Ajamil, so you know the dharma, they are saying to Vishnudutas that and we are not doing whimsically. You are objecting us to take Ajamil to the hellish planet. But we are not doing whimsically. We have order of Yamaraj, and not only Yamaraj, sometimes the living entity thinks, or you may think that there is no witness for some sinful activity done by a living entity. But here Yamdutas are saying that one may think that nobody is watching me, nobody is witness. But here they are mentioning that there are so many witnesses. We are not doing this act whimsically, but there are so many witnesses for Ajamil's sin. And who are these witnesses? Sun. The sun is a witness, fire is a witness, the sky is a witness, demigods like, you know, many demigods, Indra and Marutas, they are all witness, moon, evening, day, night, directions, water, land, and above all, the super soul is seated within the heart. He is also witnessing everything. So Yamdutas are saying that we are doing it by the witness, because in the court also we see that every judgment is based upon the witness. If there is no witness, then judgment cannot be given. So depending on the witness, the judgment is given. So in this purport also, Prabhupada, you know, mentions his college. When he was in college, he was in Scottish Church College, and there they would have these Bible classes. And there was one professor, he tells his name, that is Dr. Yughart. His name was Yughart. So he was teaching this Bible. And as we know that in Christians, in Bible, there is no mention of karma. That there is only one life awarded to you. And whatever you do in this life, then you achieve. Either you will go to heaven or you will go to hell for eternity. So these Christians, they don't believe. So that's why this professor was asking that that where is the witness? Because every judgment is based upon the witness. So if I am doing some sinful activity, so who is seeing this? But that time Prabhupada said that we were student and we could not, you know, answer him. But then Prabhupada says that here there are so many witnesses. So one may say that, in the daytime if somebody commits sin, then the sun is a witness, the day is a witness. If say somebody is committing sin in the night, the night itself is a witness. And then water, land, there are so many things, they are witness. And wherever we are, there are directions, there are 8 directions. So you cannot hide from the directions. So the directions are witness. And if it is possible, you know, if a living entity becomes so powerful that he can hide from all these witnesses and commit sin, but he cannot hide from the super soul. The super soul is so powerful. He is always situated in our heart. Gatir Bharta Prabhur Sakshi. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that this super soul is giving a living entity direction. He is guiding the living entity. Bharta, he is maintaining the living entity. And he is the master of living entity. And he is Sakshi, he is witness. Witness to all activities. So in the Upanishad, the very beautiful example is given of the 2 birds sitting on a same tree. So one bird is enjoying the fruit of that tree. So sometimes this living entity enjoys bitter fruit, or sometimes he enjoys very sweet fruit. And there is another bird who is compared to Paramatma, and he is witnessing everything. So nobody can hide from his, you know, activity. Even it is said that, you know, if everything is silent, everything is sleeping, but super soul is always awake and is always, you know, seeing. So in the sleep we may have so many, you know, dreams. That is also witnessed by the Paramatma. Our desires are also witnessed by the Paramatma. The example is given, like a person smells rose. He is not in contact with the rose, but he can smell the rose. So similarly, super soul You know, he can sense our desires, just like a person smells a rose. Not in contact with the rose, but still he smells the rose. And similarly, the Paramatma, who is above the three modes of material nature, but still he can understand the desire. So that's why Krishna, every time, means many time in Bhagavad Gita, he mentions like Upadrushtanu Mantascha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara. He says Upadrushta, he is the seer. Karmana Daiva Netrina Jantur Deho Papate. So every living entity is born not hodgepodge. Like we don't see mismanagement. Every living entity, Karmana Daiva Netrina, according to his activities in past, and Daiva Netrina, by the divine eyes, that is by the eyes of the higher power, he is put into the womb of some mother. Karmana Daiva Netrina Jantur Deho Papatai. Striya Pravishta Udaram. So he enters into the womb of a woman and he takes birth. That's why we see that we cannot select our birth. We can't say that I want birth in a rich family, aristocrat family, royal family or Brahmana family. No. Whatever activity we have done in the past, we have to get that reaction. We have to take birth in the next birth. So a simple example, sometimes people ask that why we have to suffer our past life sinful activities in this life. So the answer to that is given, that suppose a person, you know, he in a suit, you know, three-piece suit, he is stealing a bank. He steals a lot of money, gold and, you know, rupees, and then he goes home and he changes his dress, he puts nightgown, and the police comes to his house and say that you are under arrest. He may say that I had stole all these things when I had put on this three-piece suit. So now I am in nightgown, so you cannot arrest me. But this argument is completely foolish. The police will not accept this argument, because the person is same. He has just changed his clothes, but the person is same. So similarly, this body, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vasam Sijirinami Yatha Vihaya Navani Girinati Naroparani Tatha Sharirani Vihaya Jirinani Anyani Samyati Navani. So same way, we give up our old clothes and put on the new clothes. So similarly, the body, when it is worn out, when it becomes old, when it cannot function, the soul automatically takes to another body. So in this way, we see that this witness is very, very important. That's why in Vedic system, there is always a process that whatever activity we do, there should be a witness. Whatever sacrifice, suppose like the marriage sacrifice, like there is a story of Shakuntala and Dushyant. So Dushyant was from Puru dynasty and he was a perfect Kshatriya. So when he saw Shakuntala, so he immediately asked her that whose daughter are you? Because I am a Kshatriya and I cannot be attracted to any other class of men. Like I cannot be attracted to a Brahmani or nor a Shudrani nor a daughter of a Vaishya. And I am attracted to you, that means you are a Kshatriya, you are not a Brahmani. You are not, you do not belong to Kanvarushi. So then Shakuntala says that, yes, I am actually daughter of Vishwamitra Muni. And Vishwamitra was Kshatriya. And then and Kshatriyas, they can perform, you know, Gandharva style of marriage. So immediately he chanted Om. So why he chanted Om? That is to, you know, invoke Supreme Personality of Godhead as a witness to their marriage. Because in Gandharva marriage, there is no witness. They marry, they run away or something like that. But still, as Maharaj Dushyant was a, you know, Vedic follower, so he recognized the witness of the Supreme Lord and immediately he chanted the syllable Om, and then he invoked the Supreme Lord, and then he performed this marriage ceremony. So similarly, we have this initiation ceremony where there is big sacrifice is done, and there are so many Vaishnavas sitting, and the Supreme Lord is also there in the altar, and every person has to come before the spiritual master, and he has to take a vow that I will, you know, chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and I will follow these four regulative principles. So who is witness? All the assembled Vaishnavas, they are witness, and the Supreme Lord himself, he is standing there, he is witness. So in this way, if one does not follow these regulative principles, then he is condemned. He cannot escape this, because witness means when you invoke these witnesses, other demigods or Supreme Lord, other Vaishnavas, you are invoking their mercy. So by their mercy, we can follow this regulative principle. So that's why even, you know, one wants to, you know, have child, he wants to procreate. So he has to take, you know, blessings. There is a big ceremony the Brahmanas, they perform, that is Garbhadhan Samskar. There is a big ceremony, and everybody is, you know, told that please give blessings so that we can produce a child who will be a great soul, not a burden, not Varna Sankar, but a great soul who can deliver the world. So in this way, these witnesses are very, very important. And we cannot escape from these witnesses. So our duty is to, you know, follow the regulative principles, follow the process, and not act whimsically, thinking that there is no witness. So now at present, today is this Ratha Yatra Mahamotsav, and today many of the fortunate devotees are witnessing in Jagannath Puri. Very beautiful Ratha Yatra. So for some few minutes I would like to speak for our own purification. These pastimes are so very exalted, so high, and we are very unqualified to narrate it, but still, but just by, you know, hearing the pastime, pronouncing the name of Lord Chaitanya and the devotees, our heart will be purified. So now in Jagannath Puri, there is a nice, now the Pahandi Vijay must have started. So similarly, at that time also, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, after he took sannyas, he was staying at Jagannath Puri. And after the South India Yatra, Mahaprabhu, he stays at Jagannath Puri. And that time, Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami elaborately describes that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take part in these Ratha Yatras. So there is Pahandi Vijay. So King Prataprudra and all his associates, entourage, they had made all arrangements for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees are especially, you know, mostly from Bengal, Navdeep. So Shivanand Sen would take all the devotees from Bengal. He would take the responsibility of bringing all the devotees to Jagannath Puri every year. And then, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would welcome them with sandalwood pulp and with garland, each and every person. So I remember in 1998, when devotees of this congregation, Radha Gopinath congregation, had gone to Jagannath Puri, so His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, also following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there were nearly 700-800 devotees, something, and Maharaj, you know, he applied chandan to each and every person, and, you know, gave garland. So that is the Lord's nature, how he, you know, welcomes, he's so much dear to his devotees, he himself, you know, serves devotee, give them respect. So in this way, devotees come and King Pratap Rudra, he makes all arrangements. And then this Pahandi Vijay, as we know, that all these Daitapatis, they carry Lord Jagannath. And actually the word Daita means one who has received the mercy. So we may be thinking that these Pandas, you know, they are asking some money, we may, you know, every time. So we may think they are ordinary, but they are not ordinary. They are Daitapatis. In Daitas, there are two divisions. So one Daitas, they belong to Brahman caste. So they are called Daitapatis. And then there are Daitas from the Shabara class. That is, they maintain pigs, that class. And as in the story, it is said that the Vishwavasu, he was, maintaining pigs, but he was worshipping Nilmadho. So Lord Jagannath, he gave them opportunity to worship. So in this way, there are two types of Daitas, and these Daitas, you know, they bring the Lord, they tie the Lord with silken cloth, and they bring the Lord on the chariot. And here we see that how Lord Jagannath looks like a drunken man. He's just rolling here and there. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that who can, you know, bring Lord Jagannath? Jagannath is the Lord of universe. Who can lift him? But still, Lord, by his own will, he lets the devotees carry him. And then he is mounted on the chariot. And then Mahaprabhu, he begins ecstatic chanting. And always he used to chant this, Manima, Manima. He used to say, Manima, Manima. So in Odisha, this Manima means, is addressed to a very respectful person. So Jagannath is Lord of Universe. He is the most respectable person. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed him, Manima, Manima. And then when Rathayatra, before starting the Rathayatra, King Pratap Rudra, who was so big king of Odisha, but he himself took a broom in his hand, which was with a golden handle, and he had sprinkled all chandan water on the ground, and then with this broom, he started sweeping in front of Lord Jagannath. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased. Because as we say, Kunti Maharani says, that Janma Aishwarya Sutta Shribir Edamana Madhapuman Naivara Vidatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gochara. So generally when people have Janma, high birth, Shruti, lot of learning, or Sutta Shribir, beauty, so they become very proud. They think that I am very great. But Kunti Maharani says, Edamana Madhapuma, they become mad, intoxicated by pride. But Tvam Akinchana Gochara, but you are of those who are Akinchana. Akinchana means not that one who is a beggar is very dear to Krishna. A beggar may be proud of his penny. Actual Akinchana means that thinking, having that consciousness that everything belongs to Krishna, and whatever I have, beauty or high birth or wealth, whatever I have is awarded to me by Krishna. And I have to utilize that back in Krishna's service. That is Akinchana Bhav. So that's why Tvam Akinchana Gochar. So you are favorable to those people who are Akinchana. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, King Pratap Rudra, he received, he was so high, but still he accepted that menial position, thinking that I am actually a servant, I am not a king. Generally we see the kings are very proud, you know, they think I am a controller. But here we see ideal king. King Pratap Rudra thought, I am servant of Lord Jagannath, and it is duty to, and as a menial, because this sweeping business is done by the Shudras, and they are called Bhangis, and they are considered outcasts. in a traditional Indian culture, you know, something find that time it was so rigid. So sweeping the street, that means you are low caste. But still, King Prataparudra, he took that menial position. And because of that, he pleased Lord, and Lord gave him the mercy. So similarly, we should also, you know, be very humble and think that we are servant. So we will receive, then we can receive the humility. Is that is the power of humility. That as we see, the Sad Goswami is Dhiraj Dhira Janakara Priyakaro. They were dear to ruffians also, they were dear to sober people also. Why? Because they were so humble and they were non-envious, that this non-enviousness and humility attracts everyone. What to speak of Lord. So when one is humble, then automatically one attracts the mercy. Trinadapi Sunichena. That's why this is a very key verse. Trinadapi Sunichena Taror Iva Sahishuna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in his Sikshashtakam. So when one receives the mercy, Athapite Deva Pacham Bhujahare Dwaye Prasad Leshanu Gruhitayavi Janati Tattvam Bhagwan Mahima. So Prasad Lesh, a little favor, mercy of Supreme Lord, then Janati Tattvam. We can know the Tattva, that is truth. Bhagwan Mahima, the great glories of the Supreme Lord. So in this way, King Prataparudra, he received Lord's mercy. And then Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami goes on to describe the beautiful Ratha Yatra, this Ratha cart, the decorations. So the Ratha cart was so nicely decorated. It was made up of gold and it was so high. It was resembling Sumeru Mountain. As we see the Ratha Yatra, the cart, it's a silken yellow cloth. So it is described as it was looking like a Sumeru mountain, golden mountain. And similarly, Prabhupada in that purport, he writes that when there was the Ratha Yatra at London, at Trafalgar Square, so in at that square there is a big column, Nelson column, big statue. So there the Ratha Yatra came and stopped, and the canopy was so high. So in the next day, in the newspaper, there was a statement, ISKCON Ratha Yatra is rival to Nelson Column. So he's writing. So how Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami is comparing the Ratha Yatra car to Sumeru Mountain. So here Prabhupada is comparing to the Nelson Column. So in this way, and hundreds and hundreds of people had their chamar in their hand. And they were waving the chamar. The chamar represents the royalty. When we offer chamar to the Lord, that means Lord is so royal. And it looks very royal. And there were a lot of silken cloth, various pictures were there, and the gongs were going on. So in this way, the Ratha Yatra was so nicely decorated. And then Jagannath Baldev Subhadra sat on the Ratha Yatra cart. And before this, the Jagannath, you know, he remains in seclusion. Here Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, he says that how Jagannath is an ideal husband. He remains in seclusion for 15 days with his wife Lakshmi. That period is called Anavasar. And then after 15 days, he again comes out. And that day is called Netra Utsav. That happened day before yesterday, before Gundicha Marjanam. So that time Netra Utsav means Netra. Netra means eyes. And also because for 15 days, devotees did not took darshan of Lord Jagannath. So they are in complete separation. So when they see the Lord again after 15 days, it is like a festival for the eyes. So that's why that particular festival is named as Netra Utsav. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati mentions that there are two types of rasa, Swakya Rasa and Parakya Rasa. So Lakshmi Ji is in Swakya Rasa. But the gopis of Vrindavan, they are in Parkiras. They are not married to Krishna, but they are consort of Supreme Lord. And that Parkiras is considered to be the topmost. But the same, when the people, you know, hear about Krishna, you know, dancing in rasa dance, they criticize Krishna. Because according to mundane principle in this world, dancing with other, you know, women's, other husband's wife is very, very low and is condemned in this world. But the same, like, you know, this material world is a reflection of the spiritual world. That Prabhupada, in one of his lectures, he says that you can dance with your own wife, but you cannot dance with the other's wife. But Krishna, he danced with other wife. But that is not like this, you know, mundane. It is not mundane. It is completely transcendental. That is highest. When the tree is reflected in the tree, as this material world is a reflection of the spiritual world, when the tree is reflected in the water, the topmost part, suppose there is a nice flower on the top of the tree, and that is exactly reflected down in the water. So similarly, the Krishna's pastime with the gopis is the highest. But same thing when the living entity tries to imitate Krishna in this material world, it is completely obnoxious. Just like iron and gold. Lahu ar hemache vibhin lakshan. So iron is also metal and gold is also metal. But there is a difference between iron and gold. Gold is noble metal, but iron is, you know, it is available very, very cheap price. So in this way, Lord Jagannath, he comes on the Rath Yatra cart, and then these Gaudas, the puller of the chariot, they are called Gaudas. And when the Rath Yatra cart, you know, goes, there are beautiful gardens on the other on the side, and now there are, you know, so many shops, but that time there were nice sand beaches, so it was exactly resembling like Vrindavan. And sometimes this rath would go sometimes fast, sometimes slow. So one may think that I am pulling the ratha cart, but here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that actually Lord moves by his own will. We cannot move the Lord. So in this way, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during the Rath Yatra card, he has, you know, main four sampradaya. He makes four kirtan groups. So in the first group, he places Lord Advaita. Advaita Acharya is lead dancer. And the chief singer, the lead singer is Swarup Damodar. And to respond to his singing, he puts, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu puts five devotees, that is Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Dutt, Raho Pandit and Sri Govindanand. So they are responding. So how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he organized very nicely his kirtan. So similarly, we should also, you know, do our kirtans in a very organized way. We should not just beat the mridanga and, you know, jump here and there. So we can learn from how Lord Chaitanya, he organized this sankirtan so nicely. So in the second group, the lead dancer was Nityananda Prabhu, and then the lead singer was Srivash Thakur. And to respond this his singing, there were Gangadas, Haridas, Shriman was his brother, and Shubhananda. So, and then Sri Ram Pandit. Sri Ram was also Srivas Thakur's brother. And the third group was, that lead dancer was Haridas Thakur, and the lead singer was Mukunda. As we know, Mukunda was very, always used to sing for Lord, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would like his singing, and every time Lord Chaitanya would tell him to sing. And then to respond the singing, there were Vasudev and Gopinath, Murari, Shrikant and Vallabh Sen. They were responding to their singing. And the fourth sampradaya, that is fourth group, consisted of the lead dancer as Vakreshwar Pandit. As we know that Vakreshwar Pandit was a very famous dancer. He had danced for 72 hours. And then the lead singer was Govind Ghosh. There were three brothers, Govind Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh and Madhav Ghosh. They were three brothers and they all were very good singers. And this Govind Ghosh, very nice pastime, that just for some Harithaki, he saved some Harithaki for Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you have the mentality of storing, so you should become a grahastha. So in this is that Govind Ghosh. And these were the four main sampradayas who were in the front of the cart, Jagannath cart. And there were other three sampradayas. The one sampradaya was from Kulinagram. So, and the lead dancers were Ramanand Rai and Sataraj Khan. And then other sampradaya was from Shantipur. So the lead dancer was the son of Advaitacharya, that is Achyutananda. He was the lead dancer. And then the seventh sampradaya was from the Khanda Gram. So the lead dancers were Narahari and Raghunandan. They were the lead dancers. So when four in the front, one on the side of the cart and one on this side of the cart, and one in the back. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged. And the sound was so tumultuous and completely devotees became mad doing this sankirtan. The mrudangas and kartas and singing was so loud that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami described that it filled the entire universe. It was so loud and nobody could hear anything else but than the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he exhibited his mystic power. And he was present simultaneously in all the groups. He expanded himself, like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami or Prabhupada, you know, mentions as Krishna, he expanded himself with each gopi in Rasa Leela. Similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he expanded himself in each group. And the devotees in that group, they were thinking that Mahaprabhu is in my group. And so they became so ecstatic and they started dancing so ecstatic. But only very few devotees could see that Mahaprabhu is in every group. Like Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, Swarup Damodar, and Kashi Mishra. So they were very, and the most significant was King Pratapurudra. King Pratapurudra was rejected interview with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he never met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But because, as I told before, that he received mercy from Mahaprabhu because of his menial attitude, he could see Mahaprabhu in each and every group, and he became so wonderstruck. He said that, what I am seeing that Mahaprabhu is in each and every sampradaya. And when devotees came to know, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and Kashi Mishra came to know that he is able to see that Mahaprabhu is in all seven groups. So they said, actually, there is no limit to your fortune. You are so fortunate, you could see Mahaprabhu in each group. Because only very few devotees could see that. So in this way, Mahaprabhu, you know, he would chant very beautiful prayers, especially Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So he would chant in front of Rathyatra. And also one verse from Mukundamala Stotram, that is, Jayati Jayati Devi Devo Devaki Nandano So Jayati Jayati Krishna Vrishni Vamsha Pradipa Jayati Jayati Megha Shyamala Komalango Jayati Jayati Prithvi Bhara Nashano Mukunda. And the most important verse he would always chant during the Rathayatra, that is, Naham Vipro Narapatir Napi Vaisho Nashudro नाहं वृणी न गृहपते नावनस्तो यतिर्वा किन्तु प्रोद्दन निखल परमानंद पूर्णामृताद्भैर गोपीर भरतुर पद कमलयोर दास दासानुदास. सो ही वाज टीचिंग दैट हाउ वन शुड हैव द मूड दैट सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज द मास्टर एंड वी आर हिज सर्वेंट ऑफ सर्वेंट ऑफ सर्वेंट. सो इन दिस वे ही वुड चैंट beautiful prayers glorifying Lord Jagannath. And then afterwards, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes the ecstatic dancing. And I cannot do much justice because it's so wonderful and very difficult. Only His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj can do justice to this. He can describe so nicely this ecstatic symptoms exhibited by Lord Chaitanya. But we will still try a little bit. So it is written that he would jump so high, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would jump so high and he would crash, fall down. Suppose you throw a wood from very great distance, how it will appear. So similarly, Mahaprabhu would jump high and crash. And he would roar like a thunderbolt. And then otherwise he would move like a wheel. He would move like a wheel, or sometimes circle like a firebrand, circle. So when we were at Jagannath Puri, some of the people, they perform this art. They have one rope, and to the end there is some fire, and they play around with fire, and that fire appears a circle. So that is called as Alat Akar or Alata Chakra. The technical name is given. So he would appear like that, like a firebrand. And then when he would dance, he writes that the whole earth with its hill sea would appear tilted. That is how he would dance. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, his hair would stand on end. He would perspire. He would cry, tremble. He would change his color, sometimes black, sometimes golden, sometimes yellow, so many. And sometimes he would, have different types of feelings. Sometimes he would, show symptoms of helplessness. Sometimes he would show symptoms of pride. Or sometimes he would be very humble. And he would like rolling on the ground. Sometimes he would roll like ground. As Lochandas Thakur mentions about Nityanand Prabhu, Sonara Parvata Jena Dhulate Lotai. He was just, it appeared just like the golden mountain is rolling in the sand. So similarly, Mahaprabhu also has a golden color. So he was also rolling like it was appearing like mountain rolling in the ground. So Nityanand Prabhu, he was always guarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the crowd. Because Mahaprabhu would dance in ecstasy, so many crowd would come to see the dance. So Nityanand Prabhu made circles. So in the first circle, Nityanand Prabhu and his associates, they made a circle. And then next circle was of Kashishwar and Govinda. They were the lead in that circle. And the third circle was of Pratap Rudra and his assistants. They made the third circle so that the people would not disturb Mahaprabhu's dance, and Mahaprabhu would dance there. But one very interesting thing happened in the third circle. So what happened was that in the third circle, King Prataprudha was seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dance, and Harichandan, his assistant, was with him. But Prataprudra could not see Mahaprabhu's dance because Srivas Thakur was coming in between. And Harichandan, as his assistant, he started, pushing Srivas Thakur so that his king would see the dance. But Srivas Thakur was completely in ecstasy and he was chanting the whole, didn't care what is happening. And this happened again and again. Harichandan was pushing him again and again. So he became angry and immediately turned back and he slapped him. He slapped Harichandan, and Harichandan was completely bewildered and he became very angry. But King Pratapurudra, he stopped him. He said, no, you are so fortunate that you have been touched by Srivas Thakur. I don't have that fortune. And you are so fortunate that Srivas Thakur has touched you. So don't, this is his mercy. Take it as his mercy. So in this way, you know, Mahaprabhu used to dance, and like there were, you know, big boils. The ecstatic symptoms, it said it, big boils were there. And he would sometimes, his body would become like a silk, so would float here and there. And, you know, his body would sometimes be like a cactus tree, you know, like a thorns on his body. And sometimes he would, in his teeth would, you know, chatter, like the small child, you know, when in the cold season, the teeth chatter. And it would seem like, you know, this all teeth will fall down. That how he would chatter, and always from his mouth he would always pronounce this ja ja ga ga ja ja ga ga. You know, he could not also pronounce the full Jagannath like that. So he would always pronounce ja ja ga ga like that. And the syringe, like you have this doctor syringe. Yeah? If you fill some water and press it, then the water comes out like a fountain. So similarly, from the eyes, Mahaprabhu's eyes, the syringe, you know, syringe of tears were coming, like Ganga or Yamuna. And then so much of foam was coming from his mouth. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes, this was like torrents of nectar descending from a moon. So Mahaprabhu had a moon-like face. And from each and every hole, this from the mouth, this foam was coming, from the nostrils, the water was coming, from the eyes, the tears were coming, and it was appearing like the nectar, you know, descending from the moon. And there was one very great devotee who knows perfectly, that his name was Shubhananda. So he got that foam of Mahaprabhu and he ate that foam. So in this way he got the mercy, he drank that nectar. So in this way Mahaprabhu was dancing and he was exhibiting the mood of Srimati Radharani, and he was chanting this verse, very very beautiful verse. Seita prananatha painu yaha lagi madana dahana jhurigenu. So he was saying that now I have achieved the mercy. I have seen the Prananath, I have attained Jagannath, and without his seeing, it was completely dry. I had become completely dry. So, as we know, how Rathayatra is actually, you know, when Krishna was at Kurukshetra on the solar eclipse day, Vrindavan was his, they also went to Kurukshetra, and Radharani and all gopis, they conceived a rath in their mind and wanted to bring back Krishna back to Vrindavan, because Krishna was like a king there, and gopis, and they wanted Krishna to be very simple, because in Vrindavan Krishna is very simple. He's a simple cowherd boy. So in this way the Rathayatra would go ahead, and sometimes would stop. There was a competition between Jagannath and Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu would be behind and Rathayatra would stop there. The Rath would not go. And because Jagannath would stop for Mahaprabhu. So when Mahaprabhu would come in the front, then he would move slowly. So there was going, you know, back and forth like that. So once what happened, that Prataprudra was standing and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell in front of him. And Mahaprabhu, you know, picked him, Prataprudra, he picked him up. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately saw he is a king, so immediately he brushed him aside. He said, oh, I am a sannyasi, my now life is wasted, I have been touched by this king. And Prataprudra felt very bad, but still devotees consoled him, so don't worry, this is Mahaprabhu's mercy, Mahaprabhu has given you mercy. So in this way, very beautifully, then Prataprudra wanted audience with the Lord. When Ratha, you know, it stops at Jagannath Vallabh Garden, there, and that time this all bhogas are being offered, And then that time all devotees take rest. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeding devotees prasadam. And he was sitting and lying down in the Jagannath Vallabh Garden. And that time Prataprudha, he goes and he massages feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and recites this beautiful verse, Tava Kathamritam Tapta Jeevanam. So immediately Lord, he wakes up and then he says, Bhurida, Bhurida. He said, you give me the remembrance of Krishna. So that's why you are the great welfare worker. So Mahaprabhu wanted to explain that one who makes us remember the holy name of Krishna, makes us remember Krishna, he is actually our well-wisher. But Mahaprabhu said, no, I am just your servant. You are actually Bhurida because you are distributing Krishna prem. So in this way, King Prataprudra, he gets mercy of Lord Chaitanya, that moment. And then again, the Rathayatra has to be started. But here we see that Chaitanya Charitamrit, it is described that the Rath would not move. And then all the Gaudas, you know, they were trying to pull the cart, but it would not move an inch. And then King Prataprudra, he brought all his strong elephants. Mm-hmm. And they were tied, the ropes were tied to the elephants, and there were Mahout, you know, who were on the top of the elephant, and they were just trying the elephants, you know, hard to run, but still Rath would not inch, you know, it would not go forward. And then afterwards, you know, everything was, then Mahaprabhu said, put down everything, and then he went back of the Rathayatra, Rathakat. And then with his head, he just pushed the Rath. And then the Rath started, you know, going, you know, such a great speed. And it was making such a rattling sound. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that if one hears that rattling sound also, he will be delivered from this cycle of birth and death. So in this way, by the Rath reaches to Gundicha temple, and this is how very beautifully in Chaitanya Charitamrita this is described. So today is that day that still devotees go to Jagannath Puri on this day. Thousands of devotees go to Jagannath Puri. So fortunate souls are here, unfortunate souls are here. And they must be witnessing. Devotees have, you know, some arrangement. They can see on the television also. There's live. You know, on Doordarshan channel, don't see other channels, only you can see Doordarshan, where Jagannath, and what we then, if we see Jagannath, offer him obeisances, that is non-different, whatever appears in the screen, that is also non-different from Lord Jagannath. So in this way, we can celebrate today's Rathayatra festival. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sorry for taking more time. Hare Krishna. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की जाए।